Welcome to International Toolkit. I'm your host, Bill Decker. I'm in the studio with Ann Dittelbach. Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
You're a career CFO.
I am.
So that means you've been doing this for your career.
Quite a while.
I want you listeners to hear that I came up with that. I figured it out all by myself.
That's very astute of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we were talking about international teams and why you think that this is good for an organization.
Yes.
Why is it good?
So I believe that if you create diversity within your teams, and the way that I do that is by bringing different backgrounds into a team, that it reduces the amount of competition that you have within that team.
Really? So yes. Diverse backgrounds reduce competition?
Yes.
And you've seen this happen?
I absolutely have seen this happen.
Is it because we're looking at different cultural differences?
Yes, or? And I think that because there are different cultural differences, that people are, they bond with each other in a different way that creates actually more of a team than having people that are generic, that maybe come from the same university within Colorado, and they feel like they are each vying for the next step in.
I see. So four Colorado CPAs might be pushing for the same target, whereas if you had one from Latvia, he may be wanting, I don't know, work experience in America.
That's correct.
It may be a very different set of things that motivate him or her.
And also the bonding within the team, they're talking about different things that are more interesting, that expand the world of the people that are within that department. And I feel as if they cover each other's back more because of that diversity.
Right. So I've been very
gentle.
I've been very gentle with you, Anne. So when we come back on our next episode, I'm going to ask you a really tough question.
I can hardly wait.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Come back and hear us next time. Thank you.